is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is all.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free energy healing on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
And specifically, it's Heartwell Healings with Lila. Let's bring Lila on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Welcome back. Can you hear me, Lila? Okay, stand by, everybody. Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. Okay, let's try that again. I'm not sure who couldn't hear who, but hopefully you can hear me. Specifically, we can call in for Heartwell Healings now with Lila. So let's bring Lila on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Lila, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
I can now. Yay.
Okay. Love technology. Isn't it wonderful? Actually, it is, considering what we're doing. I would never have met you or heard you. You know, you're in Canada, I'm in Illinois, and I'm like, who knew, right? So it's all good.
Exactly.
So what I do are heart wall releases. I'm an emotion code and body code practitioner. And on this show, I'm focusing only on heart wall releases because it's a true, amazingly effective way to get your heart open, to reconnect to life and feel joy and engage and become abundant as well. I mean, you can trap all these emotions that make you feel unworthy and small. And when you release the heart wall, you're letting go of all that, and you know your heart opens and you allow abundance in, you allow love in. It's truly an amazing process. My website is wholeheartalchemy.net, and you can find out a lot more about me there. And I have a 15-minute free consultation, so if you want to sign up for that, no obligation, just sign up and we can talk and see if this is a match. So, yeah.
All right. We've got a couple callers ready to go, so let's dive in.
All right.
Code 203, you're up first with Lila. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Who is this, please?
Hi. I'm sorry. It's Pat from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat.
How are you? Hi.
Okay. How are you doing? You okay?
I'm sure I could use some releasing.
Okay. And I have your information in front of me. So the last time when we ended, your heart wall was about 400 feet. Undoubtedly, it's less now. So let's see what we get.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's see. I'm going to set an intention. What I do is I set the intention before the show and just, basically meditate for 20 minutes so that I bring in the best energy I can. And then right now I'm just asking that I receive information for your highest good. So I'm going to connect. My name is Pat. Yep, I'm there. So is there a heart wall present? It is. Is it less than 400 feet? Is it less than 300? 350? Okay, so is it less than 400? All right, 65 or 55. So 55. All right, I'm getting 357 feet. But I know you just had a grief in your life, right? So you're a little raw right now, correct?
Yeah, and I actually lost a very good friend last week on top of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That kind of explains, you know, that you did lose some, you know, since last month, you did lose, you know, some of that heart wall thickness, but yeah, but that this is a completely understandable. So what I'm going to do is ask, is there a heart wall emotion we can release now? And I get yes. And the first thing that comes up is grief. Again, understandable. Anything we need to know? Nope. I'm going to release grief. And grief is released. Is there another heart wall emotion? Okay, the next one is fear. Nothing we need to know. Feeling this stuff go. Okay, fear is released. It's another heart wall emotion. The next one again is overwhelm. Okay, releasing overwhelm. Okay, that's released. The next emotion is it. Okay, I'm getting crying.
Getting what?
Crying.
Crying. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there were probably times over the last, well, this could be older. I don't need to know what I didn't get the answer that I need to know what it was from. But crying is actually when you're in a situation and you cannot cry. It's actually the emotion around that gets trapped. So
right.
It's not really that you're bawling your eyes out. That's actually cathartic. That's actually good.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what I'm getting here. All right, so another one. Okay, I get forlorn. Yeah, nothing we need to know. We're going to release forlorn. And I got to say, I'm really feeling these. So it's definitely makes sense. Oh, hang on a second here. Okay. The next one is lost.
L-O-S-T?
Yeah, lost.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Feel that. Yeah.
Okay, another heart wall emotion. Yeah, I get vulnerability. All right, releasing vulnerability. All right, another heart wall emotion. Sadness. Nothing we need to know there. I'm releasing sadness. Another heart wall emotion, yeah. Sorrow, okay. Nothing we need to know. I'm going to release sorrow. I'm doing that right now. Okay, next one is hopelessness. Releasing hopelessness. Okay, there's another heart wall emotion. I'm getting despair. All right, so is there another heart wall emotion? Okay, getting insecurity.
Yeah.
Nothing we need to know. I'm releasing insecurity. Is there another heart wall emotion? There is. Okay, we're getting towards the end. So usually at the beginning of a session, all the emotions, and they come to me, and then suddenly I'm like, I know there's one more, two more, but I can't see it. So it's interesting. Okay, confusion. Okay. Is there another heart wall emotion? Yeah, there's shock. Okay, releasing shock. Is there another heart well emotion we can release now? Okay, I get there. No more we can release now. Let's see how sick the heart well is. Is it, let's see, is it less than 350? Less than 300? Okay, it's less than 300. Good. Less than 250? So less than 290? All right, so it's less than, let's see, 300. 95, 6. All right, so it's 297, which is really decent. So that's good.
Yeah.
Wow. And you ought to, you know, it ought to continue going down over the next month. And, you know, you'll start healing from this.
It's
okay.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm glad you're working on all of this. I do have to say that walking in this grief has actually, for the first time in my life, been beautiful.
Wow, that's terrific.
As sad as it is, I'm able to not. Maybe, did I read something that you were talking about this just recently, that you work so you don't reattach?
Yeah, I wrote a blog post, actually, my first blog post,
right.
And it's all about how to not trap another heart wall.
Right.
Another client asked me about that, and so I wrote her basically the information that's on the blog post, and it's stuff that I've used for many, many years. I actually don't use it much anymore, but then,
right.
You know, we pick up tools that we need at the time, and then we put them down.
Right.
And this is a really good way to do it. So it's basically, you know, loving the one who is in pain, loving the one who's suffering, loving the one who is, you know, is angry. So it's basically you could call it your inner child, your small self that needs to be loved just like, you know, your parent would love that inner child, except our parents could never love us the way we needed, not because they were bad people or anything. They could have been the best parents in the world, but they are not you. They don't know what you need, but you do. So if you, you know, when you can see yourself as that small child and love her and say it's okay, and you can be angry and whatever it is that you're working on, I find the emotion just vanishes. Quite often, I don't even remember why I was angry or upset.
Right, right. That's definitely, I'm sure, what you're doing today. Can I ask you another quick question?
Certainly.
And what you just described brought me to tears. I'm so fragile and vulnerable right now. So some of the things I'm seeing about myself lately, I'm accepting. And so I'm getting confused because I'm being too literal with what you're doing. I just need you to re-explain again, please. So you talked about vulnerability, and I thought, oh, I don't need that work done because I've been accepting the vulnerability. But then I thought, but I've got blocks. I must have blocks in the past.
Yeah.
Correct? Okay.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. There are things that come up which may not initially resonate because you've worked on yourself. And
right.
You know, I'll give an example for myself. I see an energy healer too, you know, so I'm in the process of doing my own work.
Right.
And she came up, and one of the things that came up was guilt, deep-seated, old guilt.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I don't feel guilty about anything, but then I recognized it, and it was released, and which is amazing. So, and that has helped me. So, yeah,
right.
we don't consciously remember what we've been through. But our subconscious knows everything about us, including not just this life, other lives. And it's like,
right.
So I'm never surprised anymore by what shows up. Never.
Yeah.
It's all there. Well, it's all coming up for the highest good.
This is a gift. It's nice to talk to you again. I'm sending you lots of love too.
Oh,
and
thank you
so much. And Nicole.
You're so welcome, Pat.
Thank you so much. Love you. And I love Nicole. And thank you.
Oh, well.
Thank you for all the help that you did for Chance before he passed. I was really, really grateful.
Yeah, he was a sweet dog.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Pat.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Let's go next to 631. 631, you're live with Lila. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi there. My name is Christine, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Can I ask how old you are?
I turned 60 in January.
Okay. So I just need to know, because sometimes when I ask the question, is there anything else we need to know, I might need to find out when it happened.
Okay.
It helps to have an idea. Nobody
sure.
sounds old anymore to me. You know, it's like I talk to people who are 70. They sound like they're 30. So
I know, right? It's so true. It's so true.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is set the intention to help you for the highest good of all.
Okay.
And connect. My name is now Christine. So is there a heart wall present? I get a yes. And let's see how thick it is. Is it above? All right, so it's above 500, but not 600. Is it above 550? Okay, above 570, 75, 567. 577, yes. Okay. I like that number. Okay. So let me ask, is there a heart wall emotion we can release now? I get yes. All right, the first thing I get is heartache. Anything we need to know? Nope. Okay, I'm going to release heartache. And heartache is released. Is there another heart wall emotion we can release now? Yep. Is it I'm getting fear? Nothing we need to know. Okay, releasing fear. Okay, another one I'm getting is unworthy. And there's nothing we need to know with that, so I'm releasing unworthy. And when I say I'm releasing, I keep forgetting to mention this. With the body code, the emotion code, you swipe your hand or magnet over the governing meridian, which starts from the upper lip, goes over the top of the head down to the tail, down your back to the tailbone. And anywhere in the governing meridian, you swipe your hand or a magnet, and it releases the emotion, as long as you have that intention. So it's really simple modality, the emotion code. It's amazingly effective. So let's see. What's the next emotion? Okay, I'm getting panic.
Okay.
Nothing we need to know.
Okay.
Releasing panic.
Okay.
Are these emotions resonating with you at all?
Yes. Yes. 100%.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm getting frustration. Okay, releasing frustration. Let's see, is there another one? Yep. Okay, I'm getting insecurity. Oops. Anything we need to know? Nope. Okay. Releasing insecurity. Okay, I'm getting guilt. Nothing we need to know. I'm releasing guilt. Okay, self-abuse, which is basically beating yourself up, calling yourself stupid or whatever. And anything we need to know? No, I'm releasing self-abuse. Is there another heart wall? Yep. Okay. Betrayal. Releasing betrayal. Okay, I'm getting horror. It's a pretty big emotion. I'm getting horror. It's a pretty heavy emotion. Okay. By the way, if when I say any of these emotions and a thought or memory come to light, you can ask me,
okay.
Am I thinking of the event that this emotion is related to? More than likely it is, because you're being told by your subconscious what it is, what's going on.
Okay.
So is there another heartwell emotion? Yeah, there's anger. Releasing anger. Getting shock. Okay, another one is despair. Is there another heartwell emotion we can release now? All right, again, no. That was about all your subconscious was willing to let go of.
Okay.
So let's see. Is it less than 550? Less than 500? Okay, less than 450? Nope. Less than 475? Less than 480? So 480. 1, 2, 3. 483. Okay, well, that's great.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I actually felt my heart feel lighter with each one.
Terrific.
Yeah. The horror one I'll work on. It's funny you said horror because a lot of times I'd be like, oh, if that happens, it would just be a horror. I use that word all the time. Because with panic, everything's a horror. So a horror is always ahead and down the block for me.
Oh, wow.
So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. It's an emotion that comes up, doesn't come up often because you really have to have experienced something, you know, pretty bad to experience terror or horror. So... You know, and I love that I just work here. I'm just allowing this stuff come up. I have no idea who you are, what you've been through. And I'm like, oh, horror. Okay, that's what's there. And I'm glad I can release it for you. There may be more down the line. Who knows?
Yeah, I think it might be. It could probably come back very easily, too.
This particular instance of horror, all of these emotions that have been released are permanently gone. You can trap new emotions, or there can be other emotions of the same vibration. So there could be more instances of horror that are trapped in your body. This is just one related to your heart wall. All of these emotions are permanently gone. And if you look at my blog post on wholeheartalchemy.net, I explain how not to trap new emotions, basically. It's becoming aware of your emotional state. And that's actually really important if you want to, you know, feel better and live a happier life. So this applies not just to heart walls, but it applies to everything that we are going through.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Christine.
That was wonderful. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So very much. Thank you.
You're welcome, Christine. Thank you so much for calling in.
Of course. Thank you again. Bye-bye now.
And keep in touch. Let us know how you go. Let's go to 309. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Julie from Illinois.
Hi, Julie. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Lila.
Okay. All right. So we have... I'm thinking we got to blast the second heart wall out of the water today, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's what's going to happen. So let me disconnect from – got to disconnect from Christine, right? You're not her. Okay, so now I'm going to set the intention and connect to you, Julie. And let's see, where is it right now? It was 72 feet, so less than 50. This is 40, 30, 20. Wow, it's really low. Less than 10, not quite that low. Less than 15. So is it? Okay, so right now it's 18 feet. Wow. Okay. It's going to be gone today for sure.
That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. And I have a feeling there isn't a third heart. Well, there could be. That does happen, but it's been kind of rare in my experience. Okay, so is there a heartwell emotion we could release today? Yes, there is. Okay, is it interesting? I'm getting horror, but it's not. Is it inherited? Aha! You have the inherited emotion of horror. That's really funny. We were just talking about it. But as you know, everything happens for a reason. There are no... no coincidences.
I do have a question. I thought that there weren't inherited ones when it was the second heart wall. Was I confused?
I guess, because I've never heard of that.
Okay, I thought you would have said that, so I'm confused.
Yeah, it's all cool. Good. It's a good question, actually, but I never thought about it because I don't know. I found inherited emotions in all heart walls, actually, all types. So let's find out how old this is. Is this, let's see. Oh, first of all, who did it come through? Your mother? Father. His mother? Father. So this came through your father, grandfather, and great-grandfather generations. It's over 50 generations, which is really old. So 50, one, two, three. 53 generations, my goodness. So what I'm going to do is find out what that is. When it gets that old, I gotta know. Okay, so that is 1,484 years. Let me just put that down. Yeah, that's how old it is. So let's see, minus 2023. So the year was 539. Now, you got to give or take, basically a century on either side of that. So
right.
It's approximate. Okay, so let's see. Who was the original experiencer? Was it male? Female. So this came from a very old great-grandmother. Okay, I love this stuff. Anything we need to know about horror? Nope. We're going to release horror for all generations, all levels, and all descendants. And for this, I've got to swipe the magnet or my hand over the governing meridian 10 times. So I've lost count already, actually, so I'll just use some extras. Okay, I think it's gone. Has horror been released? Yes. Excellent. All right, so is there another
one? It's exciting that it's generational because I know that my family had a lot of benefits from the other generational things that
uh-huh.
came clear.
Oh, yeah, and the amazing thing with inherited trapped emotions, why I love releasing them, is that they benefit everybody, everyone between you and the original experiencer, plus all of her descendants. Can you imagine how many people that could potentially be?
That's
so this
a lot.
It's huge, and this is like a collective clearing, really, because that energy was in the field of the traumatic field for humanity, so it's now gone. It's like every time I do this, it's like one more layer pulled away from the global trauma. So it's an amazing thing to be able to do this.
Yeah, and I have to say, my father, I worked on his family tree, and his. I can't remember, was his grandfather was one of like 18 children. So just on the family tree that I was working on at the time in like 1991, mm-hmm. there were 900 people that I knew of that were still alive just in his branch of 18.
Wow.
And that was, 30 some years ago? Or yeah.
Yeah. So that's definitely, yep.
That's
amazing.
Huge.
Excellent. Yeah. And what's interesting is that I've had clients tell me that their siblings know something's happening, something changed. So that people do notice this. It's really amazing.
That's all right, wonderful.
So I just found another inherited trapped emotion. This one is grief. And so I'm going to see who this came through, your mother, father. This came through your father again, same, let's see, how many generations? 1 in 5. All right, not quite as old. So 36 generations. All right, first one experienced this was a male. So this came from a great-grandfather. Okay. Is there anything we need to know about grief? Nope. All right, I'm going to release grief for all generations, all levels, and all descendants. 8 and 10. All right. That's been released. Okay, is there another heart wall emotion we can release now? Oh, I get a no. Is the heart wall at 0? Yep. So we blew it out of the water with just 2 inherited trapped emotions. Ah, that's awesome. Now I'm going to ask the question, is there a third heart wall? Nope. I'm going to ask this question, is there a heart wall present? Nope. You're good.
That's awesome. I'm going to miss talking to you, but I'll get on and listen.
There you go. There you go. And if you want to make sure you don't trap the heart wall again, go read my article on the website. And, you know, it's all becoming aware. And this is actually part of the path of becoming spiritually aware, is becoming aware of your state of mind, becoming mindful
of
that.
I'm the one you shared that with, and it's helped a lot.
Oh, great. Terrific. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Julie.
You're welcome, Layla. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. And 570, you're next. 570, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Kayla, and I'm calling in from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Karen from Pennsylvania. Could I get your age, please?
33.
Okay. So let me disconnect from Julie. And, okay. Set the intention, and my name is Karen. So, is there a heart wall present? I get a yes. Let's see what the starting, pardon me, starting thickness is. Is it above? 1, 2, 3. All right, so it's above 700, 750. Nope. Above 710, 720. Nope. Oh, it's actually 710 feet. Okay. Now, this may sound large, but it's simply a way of keeping, getting an idea of how long it's going to take to, you know, release. And I've had numbers all over the place. You know, I've had people in, you know, 1,000 feet, over 1,000 feet. Some are as low as 400. It's just like, it's a matter of what you've been through in your life. So you're starting at 710, which is, pardon me, which is pretty standard, pretty normal. So I'm going to ask, is there a heart wall emotion we can release now? I get a yes. Okay. Okay, I'm getting grief to start with. Whoops. Ah, okay, I see what it did. I'm now using a different way of keeping track of this, so it overrode something. I'm going to release grief because there's nothing you need to know. All right, so is my goodness. All right. Next one is dread. There's nothing we need to know. I'm going to release dread. Another heart wall emotion we can release. Anxiety. Releasing anxiety. There was nothing we needed to know. Insecurity. And nothing we need to know. Okay, another heart wall emotion. Okay, frustration. Anything we need to know? Nope. for another heartwarming emotion. Yep. Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm getting depression. Nothing we need to know. And keep in mind, while you may not experience some of these emotions now, these can happen from any time in your life.
Right.
Let's see. The next one is failure. Releasing failure. Oh, I can feel that one. The next one is unworthy. And I'm releasing unworthy. Next heart wall emotion, yep. I get worthless. There's nothing we need to know. I'm releasing worthless. Okay, I get shame. And I'm releasing shame. Okay. Oh, the next one is humiliation. Nothing we need to know. I'm going to release humiliation. Next one is low self-esteem. By the way, are these resonating with you, these emotions?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I like to check in. Make sure I'm still getting the, I'm still connected.
Yes.
Okay. The next one is lack of control. Releasing lack of control. Get defensiveness. And I'm releasing defensiveness. Okay. Anxiety is coming up again. So when it comes up a second time, actually, it can come up multiple times depending on who you are, what you've been through.
Right.
But it, each one is a separate experience of that emotion.
Okay.
So, yeah. Another heartwarming emotion. Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I first started doing the emotion code, I'm working on a client, and the same emotion came up three times in the session. I'm like, you know, I didn't understand at the time what goes on. You know, it's like I was kind of worried that I was doing it wrong. And then they have a wonderful forum, and I go there and I ask a question about it. I said, oh, it can happen, you know. Just depends on what you've been through, you know.
Right.
Especially some. Yeah, exactly. So let's see. There is another heart wall. Ah, hopelessness. Okay. Okay. Is there another heart wall emotion? No. Okay. So let's see. I think this is. This went down below 700. 600, 650, less than 650, so, but not below 600, so, below 650, okay, 635, so it's below 635, 6, all right, 633, wow, that's great. That's a really good release there. Amazing. All right. So
thank
did you notice any? Yeah, sure. Did you notice anything while it was happening?
Sometimes I felt like a little bit tingling.
Okay. Great. Yeah, sometimes people feel things, sometimes they don't. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them resonated with me. A lot of them did, so.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. And keep in touch. Let us know how that goes.
Yeah.
Currently, the rest of the callers are just listening. We've got an email from Elaine in New York asking for a clearing. Is it possible to do that through email?
Absolutely. I just need to know, did she give you her age?
No.
Not the end of the world if she did, but I will do that. Not a problem. Yeah. I do email sessions all the time, actually. So, Oh, this is, you know, we know everything is local, right? We're all connected through the quantum field. We're all entangled. So, you know, it's amazing that we can do this, but it's like, yeah, I just set the intention to connect. What state is she in?
New York.
New York, okay. Okay, so Elaine, let's see. Is there a Heartwell present? Yeah, so let's see. Is it... All right, so above 822. So 822 feet. Again, a really standard number for this. Let's see now. Is there a Heartwell emotion? Yep. Okay, first thing I get is heartache. Anything we need to know? Nope. I'm going to release heartache. Next emotion is it? Vulnerability. Vulnerability. Shame is the next one. Nothing we need to know. I'm going to release shame. Okay, is there another Heartwell emotion we can release? Yeah. Okay, I get not unworthy, worthless. Okay. All right, so is there another Heartwell emotion? I get rejection. Releasing rejection. Okay, I get love unreceived, releasing love unreceived, I'm getting effort unreceived now, okay, releasing effort unreceived, I said effort unreceived, yep, okay. Getting helplessness. Okay, releasing helplessness. Get abandonment. Releasing abandonment. Getting longing. Right. Is there another Heartwell emotion? Yep. Okay. Grief. And I'm releasing grief. Defensiveness. Nothing we need to know. I'm releasing defensiveness. Okay. Okay, I'm getting sorrow. Nothing we need to know there. I'm releasing sorrow. Is there another Heartwell emotion? I get no. Okay. So let's see where this is now. Is it under 800? Is it under 750? 760, 70. So it's under 770. Is it 765. So 761, 2. 762. Okay. Another good release. All right, Elaine, if you're interested in getting what was released or giving me any feedback, you can connect with me at info@wholeheartalchemy.net. Do you have anybody else out there who's interested?
The button's a little slow on the mute. Okay, so I've got another email from Michelle in Ontario, and she did include her age, 43.
Oh, great. Thank you, Michelle. Okay, 43. Okay, let me clear Elaine. I'm setting the intention and connecting to Michelle. Is there a heart wall present? Yes, there is. Is it more than one? So it's more than 600, but not 700. So is it more than 650? So is it more than 685? Six. Okay, 688. That's what I'm getting. All right, so is there a heart wall emotion we can release now? Yes, there is. Is this in column A? All right, first thing I'm getting is insecurity. Nothing we need to know there. Release insecurity. Okay, another heart wall emotion. Okay, I'm getting bitterness. Nothing we need to know. I'm going to release bitterness. Getting self-abuse. Okay, releasing self-abuse. There was nothing we needed to know. For another heartwarming emotion. Okay. Okay, I'm getting fear. Nothing we need to know there. I'm releasing fear. Okay, I'm getting anxiety. Releasing anxiety. Another heartwarming emotion. I'm getting worry. Releasing worry. Is there another heartwarming emotion? I get despair. Okay, got despair. Nothing we need to know. I'm releasing despair. Okay, is there another heartwarming emotion? I get dread. Nothing we need to know there. I'm releasing dread. Okay, the next one is shock. Nothing we need to know. I'm releasing shock. Okay. I'm getting creative insecurity. And that's really good for anybody who's creative sort. Well, we all are actually creative sorts. Nothing we need to know. But I'm releasing creative insecurity. All right, is there another heart wall emotion? Okay, I'm getting no, actually. This is all your heart wall, your subconscious is willing to release today. And that happens. Yeah, sometimes we get to a place where it's not possible to release any more emotions, not just, you know, during a session, but it's like the subconscious job is to protect you. So it'll, you know, let you go just so far and say no. And so this is a little shorter than usual, but it's actually still really good. So let's see, 688, so it's less than that. 630, less than 620. So let's say 650, about 615, now it says 6. Well, okay, so it still was a nice drop. So it went down to 612 feet. So you never know. I never, you know, you never know how thick, so-called, a layer can be in this, it could be anything. So, yeah, there we go. And if you're interested in what, and if you're interested, Michelle, in what was done here and you want this information, send me an email at info@wholeheartalchemy.net. All right.
And on that note, we're just down to our last few minutes, so it's shameless self-promotion time. Anything in particular you want to let people know about, any specials or stuff going on?
Yeah, stuff going on. I'm going to repeat that I put up my first blog post. I'm really excited about it because of the way it unfolded. You know how things just been naturally and easily? Like, this is what's that post. And it's really good information just in general if you want to become conscious of your emotional state. And I have four steps on how to allow emotions to process through is basically what it is. And, yeah, go check it out on wholeheartalchemy.net, /blog. But you'll see the link to the blog on the page. And, yes, I have two discounts, actually, for anybody who's listening today or has listened at any time. This is only available on the radio show. I have a coupon that's 10% discount on all services, and the code is NFTS10. That's NFTS10, and that's a 10% discount on all services. Then there's a discount on packages. I have packages for Heartwall. That's four sessions. I have other regular session packages for other, you know, just trying to give people some sort of a discount. So the that code is NFTSHW10. So HW means Heartwall. So NFTSHW10. And send me, if you want to contact me, send me an email at info@wholeheartalchemy.net. And I have a free 15-minute chat, so if you want to find out more and see if we're compatible, you know, that we resonate and I can work with you, you know, sign up for a chat. That's it.
All right. And we've got Layla all linked up at newsforthesoul.com, and we're back. We've got live shows all the way to 6 p.m. Lots of them are open lines, so you can call in more than once. It's a big day. All right, Layla, be well. We'll talk to you next time.
Yep. Thanks so much, Nicole. Have a great month.
You too.
All right. Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye for now. And Layla's all linked up, newsforthesoul.com. We're back in two.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.